Okay, today's daf is Me'ila Daf Yud Beis. Today we have a triple sponsorship of the daf. The daf Yom Yishir is sponsored by Chaim Newman in honor of his father's birthday, Betzalel Ben Chana Rivka, Bizchus for his long life and good health. And also by David Ham in honor of his wife Margie, and also by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. So everyone should have bracha and hatzlacha and good health in the new year, Be'ezras Hashem. So we are holding up the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and the Mishnah is going to discuss the halachos of Me'ila as far as it relates to the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi and the menorah. We already spoke about Me'ila as far as the Trumas HaDeshon, but the Trumas HaDeshon comes from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. We haven't yet discussed the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So we're going to discuss the ashes that come from the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the menorah, and the Mishnah at the end of this Mishnah and the beginning and the entire Mishnah that we're going to see on Yud Beis Amud Aleph it's going to sort of straddle a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon about the status of Me'ila of Torim u'Bnei Yonah that are the wrong age for Karbanos. So are they subject to Me'ila or not? So the Gemara is then going to explain after that Mishnah on Amud Aleph what exactly the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim is about as far as Me'ila on Torim that are not yet of age for these manak krava to be hukrav on the mizbeach as a korban. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what the halachos of Me'ila are for kachim that are already dead. Once the animal dies, does the yisum Me'ila disappear? The chiv Me'ila disappear? Or do we assume no? Lehechan halcha? Where could a chiv Me'ila just disappear to? Something has to happen in order for Me'ila to go away. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss that there's an yisum Me'ila by dam of behemas kachim while it's still alive. That the dam of a kachim animal, even though la'achar mi, it could be that there's no Isra Me'ila on the dam. While the animal is alive, it might have an Isra Me'ila. So we're going to mean if your make is dam, if your bloodlet, so we're going to discuss that possibility of an Isra Me'ila. And then the Mishnah, in the middle of Amud Beis, is going to discuss the Din Me'ila of milk and eggs that come from Behemos and Ophos of Hegdish, whether there's Me'ila on those items as well. And that should take us until the Mishnah at the very bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. So let's begin on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and again discussing Me'ila relating to Deshen, but not the Trumas HaDeshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, rather the Deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So Deshen Mizbeach HaPnimi VaMenorah, the ashes that come from the Mizbeach HaPnimi and from the menorah that's left over before you put those ashes down next to the Mizbeach HaChitzon where the Trumas HaDeshen is placed, because that's ultimately where they're supposed to go. Ultimately, they go in the same pile as the Trumas HaDeshen next to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, but before they're actually placed there, lo nanin v'lo mo'alin. One is not allowed to get hanah from them, but it's also no chiyuv korban me'ila for them. Hamakdish dishun bathchila mo'alin ba. But once you put the deshen Mizbeach HaPnimi, or the deshen of the menorah, next to the ramp of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, in the very spot that the Trumas HaDeshen is, then there's an Isra Me'ila. And Rashi explains, why is there an Isra Me'ila? Because if you're going to be Nana from those ashes, you are definitely also being Nana from the Trumas HaDeshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzon itself, which was there originally, and that has an Isra Me'ila, meaning all of the ashes get mixed together, so there's no way you're only going to be getting Hana from the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Deshen of the Menorah. You're also getting Hana from the Dishon Mizbeach HaChitzon, from the actual Trumas HaDeshen. But now on a separate topic, and unclear why this one was placed in this Mishnah, this line is really part of the next Mishnah. Torin Shaloi Gezman. And if you have a very young Tor that is not yet of age to be brought as a korban, Ubnei Yonah, Sha'avar Zman, where you have Bnei Yonah that are too old to be brought as a korban, because Allah is Bnei Yonah Dafka supposed to be brought when they're very young, and Torim or Dafka is supposed to be brought when they're much older. The Ramban al Torah has a whole explanation of why that is. The characteristics of Bnei Yonah, specifically when they're young, are more desirable characteristics. When they get older, they become more detached or selfish or whatever, and by Torim it's the the opposite. So he explains that what we're looking for, what it is, the Ashkafas HaTorah is, and why these animals specifically at certain ages are more desirable. But whatever it is, lo nanin v'lo ma'alin, it's also about na, and there's no iser mi'ila on such birds. But we're going to put that away for later. Now we're discussing the first part of the Mishnah, where we spoke about the Dish Mizbeach HaPnimi and the menorah. So what was the halacha that we said? That when you have the deshen that's purely from the Mizbeach HaPnimi and from the menorah, Lonen v'lomalin, it's only once you place it together with the Trumas HaDeshen next to the Mizbeach, then it's going to be subject to Mi'ila. So says Mar Bishlam Mizbeach HaChitzon, I understand by the Mizbeach HaChitzon there's an Isser Mi'ila in the Trumas HaDeshen, Dechsiv Bei V'samoyetz al Mizbeach. The Pasuk says that you take the Deshen from the Mizbeach and V'samoyetz al Mizbeach, you place it next to the Mizbeach, and we darshan from the word V'samo that it requires Geniza. The reason it needs Geniza, it was Nivla B'mekomo, is so that you don't come to an Isra of Me'ila, because that's how Rashi explains. Maseches Tamur, we say, since Shumas HaDeshen requires Geniza, it has to be that it's Asr Bahana'a. So you see that Pasuk is teaching me that there is an Isra Na'a, that there is Me'ila when it comes to the Shumas HaDeshen. But Mizbeach HaPnimi Minolan, how do I know that if you place the Deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the place where the Trumas HaDeshen is, that there's an Isra Me'ila, since it's automatically mixed together with the Trumas HaDeshen? So Amar Blazer, Amar Kra, because there's a pasuk that tells us Vehesir es muraso binotzasa. Pasuk talks about the Olas Ha'ov, that after you do the Malika and the Mitzui on the Kira Mizbeach, because remember, by an Olas Ha'ov, there's no Zrikas Adam, there's no Azaz Adam, there's just the Mitzui Adam, the squeezing of the dam from the neck on the Mizbeach. So the Pasuk says, Vehesir es muraso binotzasa, and that you take the feathers and you throw it to Eitzel Mizbeach, to the Makom HaDeshen. So, Imeinu Inyan L'Mizbeach HaChitzon, Pasuk already, since the Pasuk says Al-Makom HaDeshen, it doesn't need to tell me that that's where the Deshen L'Mizbeach HaChitzon goes, because that I already learned from the Pasuk about Trumas HaDeshen. So, Tanei Inyan L'Mizbeach HaPnimi. We learned from that Pasuk that that's the place of all Deshen, even the Deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and therefore there's an Isser Me'ila in the Deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, just like the Deshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, because of the tyrovis, because there will be a mixture of the two sets of ashes. That's how Rashi touches up the Gemara. It's not an easy read, meaning it's not a simple read in terms of that you could see why other Rishonim are going to disagree with the way Rashi reads the Gemara, because Rashi kept on explaining that the whole reason that there's Nisr Me'ilan and the Dish Mizbeach HaPrimi is only because it's mixed in with the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and Mimele you're getting an from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So I need a pasuk to tell me that, meaning the Gemara is going to ask, where's a pasuk to tell me that there's Nisr Me'ilan and Dish Mizbeach HaPrimi? There isn't. There's only Nisr Me'ilan and Dish Mizbeach HaChitzon. It's just that by definition you're going to be mixing the two. So you understand why other Rishonim are going to read it a little differently, but we're sticking with Rashi over here. So the Gemara says, nah, Eime Idi V'Idi B'Mizbeach HaChitzon L'Kva L'Makom. How do you know that this extra pasuk that you're darshaning is talking about the Dish Mizbeach HaPnimi? Maybe all of it is about the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and it's telling me where to throw the Mora'as Olas Ha'of and the notes of the Olas Ha'of to tell me that you're supposed to put that on the pile of ashes where the Trumas HaDeshen goes. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known where to put it. So it says, well, no, Im Kain, Le Makra, Eitzel Mizbeach. All it had to say was Eitzel Mizbeach. It didn't have to say El Makom HaDeshen. And I would learn from Gzer Shava of Eitzel, that that's the place of the Trumas HaDeshen. Because by the Trumas HaDeshen, it also says Eitzel Mizbeach. My HaDeshen. Why does it say El Makom HaDeshen? Tafil Mizbeach HaPnimi. That even the Deshen of Mizbeach HaPnimi goes there, and therefore it is subject to Mi'ila. That's why it's going to have Mi'ila. Menorah Minalan. How do I know that the Deshen of the Menorah is also belongs by the Mizbeach in the same spot where you put the Trumas HaDeshen, and then Mimela it's going to be subject to Mi'ila because it's getting mixed together with the Deshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzon? Deshen HaDeshen, because the extra hay in the word HaDeshen tells me not only the Deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but even the Deshen of the Menorah. So that's how I know that the ashes of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the ashes of the Menorah all get placed where the Trumas Hadeshin gets placed, and then once they're mixed together, they're all going to be subject to Mi'ila. The Acharonim discuss, does that mean that I have to be Nana from the entire pile? Because maybe if I'm only getting Ana from some of the pile, maybe I'm only hitting those ashes that are from the menorah or from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The only way I can know for sure that I'm getting Ana also from the ashes that are from the Mizbeach Chitzon is if I get Ana from the entire pile. It certainly doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. It sounds like there's like this Blila going on, like it's as if there's like a tarovis of liquid where you can't separate out the molecules, and when you're using any of the ashes, there's an automatic assumption that you're getting ana. That's another problem with Rashi's reading of the Gemara, that it's if the whole thing is based on the tarovis, so it sounds like that's the it sounds from the Gemara that the Mi'ila is going to be violated even if you could just get it out from some of the ashes, but that's difficult to understand why that would be the case. Okay, new Mishnah, but not really a new Mishnah, continuation of the last line of the previous Mishnah, because the last line of the previous Mishnah we had said that Torin that are not Higiyas Manan and Bnei Yonah that are already Avars Manan, the Yonah get it out from them, but it's also not subject to Mi'ila. Now Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says Torin Shlo Higiyas Manan Malin Behen. If you have very young Torim that are not yet old enough to be brought as a Karbanov, they are subject to Mi'ila, even though they're not Royal Akrava yet, because they are one day going to be old enough and going to be Royal Akrava, so we view them as a bird that's Royal Lemizbech. There is a way to make a Royal Lemizbech, you just have to wait. But Bnei Yonah, Sha'avaz Manin, Lonan, V'lo Malin Ben. But I agree, says Rabbi Shimon, about Bnei Yonah. When you have a Bnei Yonah that already aged out, so then there's no way to bring it on the Mizbech at any point in the future, and therefore, is you can't get enough from them, but also lomol in behem, they're not going to be subject to Mi'ila. So the Gemara explains the machlokas. Bishlam Rabbi Shimon. I understand very well where Rabbi Shimon is coming from over here, that there's Mi'ila on the Torim that are too young. Kiduktani Taima. He says the reason in a different context. Rabbi Shimon discusses when it comes to Shchutei Chutz, when it comes to shechting a karban outside of the Azara, that let's say you had a behemoth karban, an Emu Ubna, mother and offspring, and the mother is shechted in the Azara properly, and then afterwards, on that very same day, you shecht the ben outside of the Azara. So the ben is not ro'i lahakrava that day. Normally, in order to be chayav for shchutei chutz, you need that which is ro'i lahakrava bifnim. If something was not ro'i lahakrava bifnim, it wouldn't be shchutei chutz. Since there's nisr of osav espino, you're not allowed to shecht the ben in the Azara, because osav espino is knowing b'kachim as well, right? It's a din that's knowing even b'mukdash, and even by kachim animals. So it's not Roy LaKrava that day because of the Yisra Vosav Espino, which applies even to Kachim, and therefore you're not going to be Chayiv Kares for Shchutei Chutz on the offspring. Nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon holds, you do violate the Yisra Vos Haseh of Shchutei Chutz. I mean, you're not going to violate a Kares of Shchutei Chutz, but a Los Haseh there still is. That even though it's not Roy LaKrava Bifnim, it's still at least a Lav. So Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kala Roy LaKrasman, because Rabbi Shimon's Shita is anything that will be Roy LaKrava if you just wait, like the offspring of a carbon that you already shechted today. If you just wait till tomorrow, it will be Roy LaKrava. V'ikdisho b'toks mano, but you decide to jump the gun and you're maktish it within the zman, harehu belosase, ve'im bo kares. It's not kares, but it's still a losase. Because it's not kares, because it's not Roy LaKrava Bazara. So you see that Rabbi Shimon holds that there is Kedushas carbon on a behema that will be Roy LaKrava at one point. And that's why he holds that Torim that you were maktish for a carbon of kodem zmanam, since they were roi lakrava when the yagia zmanam, it's already in Issa Mi'ila right now. El Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan who hold that there's no Mi'ila, there's no Einen in Vein Ma'olin by Torim Katanim that are lo yagia zmanam, so Maishnami Mechus Zman, why should the din of Torim Shalogia zmanam be any different than a behema before it's old enough to be brought as a carbon? A behema, the first week of its life is not right to be brought as a korban. It's so if you were to take an animal that's in the first week of its life and bring it ledir lehisaser, bring it for meiser behema, and it comes out as the tenth one, it has kedushas korban meiser, even though it's not roi la'akrava yet. And when it gets old enough, then you're makrovin as a korban for meiser behema. So why shouldn't the din be the same according to the chachamim by torin that you're makdish for a korban of kodim zmanam, and they hold that they're not kadosh kedushas korban and they don't have a din mi'ila. So the sheet of the Rabbanan requires explanation. So the Gemara says, Amri mechusar zman midi dehava abal mum debar pidyonu. Aval hani ofos, kimi dein mum posel bofos, ein lo ofos pidyon. That you can't compare the din of mechusar zman by a behema to mechusar zman by an oaf. A behemoth in the first week of life is very different than torin that are too young. Because when it comes to mechusar zman by a behemoth, it has kedushas karban, just like a bal mum, which is subject to pidyon. Let's say a behema has a mum, even though you can't be makrivit, but you can be poda it. So it has kedusha, even though it can't be brought in the mizbech. So since it's considered to have kedusha, even when it's not roi la'krava as a result of a mum, so too, if the reason it's not roi la'krava is that it's too young, we would still say it has kedusha. That's why mechusar zman by a behema has kedusha, because we see this model of an idea of a behema that's not roi la'krava, and even though it's not roi la'krava, you still see that there's that it has kedusha. Avlani ofos, but by birds you don't find any such thing. Kivadein mum posel ba'ofos, there's no such thing as a bal mum by an oaf. An oaf that has a mum is kosher. There's no requirement of tamim by an oaf, and so you're not going to have this idea of a bal mum that you're poda in order to bring. So ein la ofos pidyon, there is no din of pidyon by ofos. So you don't find this idea of kedusha for the sake of pidyon if the oaf is not roi la'krava. And therefore, you can't say that since it has kedusha b'mumam, so too it has kedusha when it's mechusar zman. And that's why, according to the Chachamim, a korban oaf has no kedusha kodem zmano, and there's no me'ila. You cannot use the model of a behema to be megala what the halacha would be by an oaf. Period. So now we're going to discuss a new topic. What happens when the behema of kachim dies? Is it subject to me'ila or not? Amar ulam Rav Yochanan, kachim shemesu yatsu midei mi'ila dvar Torah. That if karbanos die, then they no longer are included in the iser mi'ila midar raisa. They're no longer roi la'krava. They're not included in mikachei Hashem, which is a requirement of mi'ila that the Torah lays out for us. And there's no they don't even have kedushas damim, because since they die, they're only roi la'chilo l'klavim. They're nevelos, so you can't be poda the kedusha to be machil l'klavim, right? There's no, you're not allowed to do a pidyon just to be machil l'klavim. So the yatsu midei mi'ila dvar Torah, there is no mi'ila on a doraisa level at all anymore once they die. So Yosef Ula v'kamila shmeita, Ula was saying over this teaching that there's no more mi'ila once the animal dies, once the kachim die. Amar le Rav Chista, man shamalach l'Rabbi Yochanan rabcha, who's going to accept what you and your Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan are saying? Because it was Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Ula was saying it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, meaning what you're saying sounds so strange. It's ridiculous. Kedusha Shabbat Nahechan Olcha. What do you mean? It had Kedusha, then it died. Where does the Kedusha go? The Kedusha didn't disappear anywhere. It has to have somewhere. When you do a pidyon, you can identify where the Kedusha transfers to. But an animal dies. Where did the Kedusha go? So you're saying that it has no Me'ila? The Kedusha just disappeared? So Amalei, Ula says back to Rav Chista. So you think that Kedusha can't disappear? Well, Tikshim Yas Nisan. Then you should have a major problem with our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said in the Alpha and Beis, Torin Shalo Yezmanon, if you have a Tor that is not yet of age and is not yet ra'oi for a korban, Ubnei Yona Sha'avrzmanon, or your Maktish of Bnei Yona that are already too old to be brought as a korban, Lona and Involomolin. Not subject, you're not allowed to get Hanar from them, but it's also not subject to Me'ila. Well, Hachanami name, you should say by the Bnei Yona that your Maktish Lachazmanon, or your Maktish B'tochzmanon, and then Avrzmanon, Kedusha Shabbat, their Kedusha that they had when they were betoch zmanim, when they were of the right age, lehechan halcha, where did it go once it's over zmanim? Why is there no Isra Me'ilah? So you see, apparently, the Isra Me'ilah does just disappear. Once the Ben Yonah reaches a certain age, reaches the age where it can no longer be brought as a karban, the Me'ilah goes away. So why is it so strange to say that when they have a behemoth kachim that dies, that the Isra Me'ilah disappears? Such a thing is not so unusual. So says the Gemara, Aval, Modinalach, that Amoda to Ula just adds, but I will be Moda to you, Rav Chista, Di'ikamil Midrabanan, that by Kachim Shemesu and by Torim Kodim Zmanim and Bnei Yonah Shavar Zmanim, that there's at least Mi'ilam Midrabanan, and you should pay the Keren to Agdish, even though there's no Mi'ilam in a Torah, and that's why you're Potter from the Chomesh and from the Asham. But at least on a Drabanan level, we're going to require a payment. So at least that much, I will be Moda to you. That's the Gears of Rashi. She's aval, that it's a hemshech of what Ula is saying, and aval means indeed, meaning that even though I've been disagreeing with you to this point, aval, you know, there's something that I'm that I cannot escape, that I have to acknowledge. You know, aval Hashem imanachnu, right? We don't love acknowledging it, but we have to absolutely be honest that indeed that it doesn't mean however necessarily, but it could mean however also over here, that even though I disagree with you about Mi'ila Midaraisa, I agree with you about Mi'ila Midrabanan. So the Kashali, and but I have a Kasha on this din that you said Rav Chista asks Anula, that by Torim before this man is Nisra Mi'ila Midrabanan. How could there be an Isra Mi'ila Midrabanan on Torim that are never yet at the age where they were subject to Mi'ila Midaraisa? Meaning, Kashali, Mi'ika Midi Dimei Karin Lo Ispe Mi'ila Ulu B'Sof Ispe Mi'ila. Normally, Mi'ila Midrabanan is when you have something that had Mi'ila Midaraisa, the Mi'ila Midaraisa went away, and the Rabbanan said, yeah, but let's still keep Mi'ila Midrabanan. But when you have something that was never subject to Mi'ila on a Daraisa level, you're just going to grant it Mi'ila Midrabanan? Why? Do we ever find such a thing? That something that never had Mi'ila Midaraisa, like Torim Shaloi Giazmanim, they never were of age to have Mi'ila on a Daraisa level. The Rabbanan are just going to say that it's subject to Mi'ila? Says Gemara, what's so strange about that? Velo, do we not find things that never had an Isra Mi'ila, and yet the Rabbanan say are subject to Mi'ila? Ve'ika, Dam. What about Dam of Kachim? Dime'ikara lespa Mi'ila. As soon as you shecht the karban, before you zorik the dam, there's no Isra Mi'ila on the dam. Ula b'sof ispa Mi'ila. And then once it's yotze, the nachal kidron, we already learned that there's an Isra Mi'ila, midrabanan. That was in yesterday's daf, titznan. Dam betchila ein ma'olin bo, yotze nachal kidron ma'olin bo. That initially, when you shech the karban, there's no Mi'ila on the dam. Once it's yotze, the nachal kidron, now there's all of a sudden a Mi'ila midrabanan. So says Mar, no, what you mean? By dam, there is Mi'ila earlier on. Amri Hasam, nami ika Mi'ila me'ikara. By dam, there is Mi'ila prior to the time that it goes to the Nachal Kidron. Damarav, hamekis dam lebehemos kachim, osimbana umalim bo. While the animal's still alive, there's Mi'ila. Granted, when you shecht it, so prior to Zrika, there's no Mi'ila. But while the animal's still alive, there's Mi'ila on the dam. If you were to do bloodletting on the animal, so since it's not royal Zrika on the Mizbeach, it's considered part of the animal's body, and therefore it's subject to Mi'ila. And since the dam has an Isra Mi'ila before the Shechita, so it makes sense that the Rabbanan would be Gozer, that there would be Mi'ila Midrabanan after it's Yotzei L'Nachal Kidron. But Torim Shalogi Yezmanim never had any Mi'ila whatsoever. So where do we find such a model? Something that has no Mi'ila Midaraisa Bichlal. And then the Rabbanan are going to come and invent a Mi'ila? So that was his taina back. Now, the Gemara is just intrigued by this line that Rav said, that if you bloodlet a behemoth kachim, that the dam is actually subject to Mi'ila Midaraisa. Gufa, Amr Avunam Rav, Hamekis dam lebehemoth kachim. If a person does hakazas dam on a kachim animal while it's still alive, Asr ba'no molin bo, that dam is subject to Mi'ila. It's not royal Lizrika. It's considered part of the group of the behema. The behema is subject to Mi'ila. The dam is subject to Mi'ila. So Masr Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna asks on Rav Huna, that which Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, how could you say that the dam of a korban while it's still alive is considered part of the body of the korban, is therefore subject to Mi'ila? Aye, but chalev hamukdashin ubeitzei torin. What about the milk of a hektish animal or the eggs of hektish birds, lo nen and v'lo malin. The halach is you can't get anav from them, but they're also not subject to milah. And we don't say that the milk is part of the guf of the korban and therefore it's subject to milah. Why would it be any different than the dam that comes out of the behema? Why would the dam be any different than the milk? In a lot of places in Shas, we assume that dam and chalav come from the same place, that they're somehow related to each other. We assume that that the reason that the Gemara Maseches Nida assumes that the reason that an isha who is nursing doesn't see dam is because dam ne'echar v'nasa chalav, that the dam changes into chalav. Okay, that's talking about dam nida, so it's a different type of dam. But the point is, both of these things are coming from the animal's body. So why would you say that the blood that comes from the animal's body is subject to mila? The chalav that comes from the animal's body is not subject to mila. They're both coming straight from the animal's body. So amrle kika amrinan legabe dam delo miskayemis below dam. Big difference. When it comes to dam, the animal cannot survive without dam. Hadamu anefesh, right? That's why when you take blood, when you draw blood, that's a netilas neshama, because the dam is the nefesh. The animal will live after that causes dam, but if you were making all of its dam, it wouldn't be able to live. So the dam is considered part of its body. It needs dam to live. But when it comes to milk, the animal could survive without milk. So that's why, when it comes to the milk, it's not going to be subject to me'ila, because it's not really considered part of the guf of the behemoth, since the animal could do without it. So Masa Rav Mesharshia, so Rav Mesharshia challenges that teretz of Rav Huna. You know, the Braisa tells us, Hazevel va'peresh shebechatzer, if you have the droppings of behemoth's kachim that are in the chatzer of Hegdish, Einan in vain malin, that it's not, you can't get enough from it, but it's not subject to mila. And the value of it will go to the lishka, to the shiare halishka. What happens with the shiare halishka? So the shiare halishka are the money that's left over after they take for the Karbonos Tzibur, so they would make the different ramps for the Paraduma and for the Sira Mishtalech, and the Lashon Bein Karne Sira Mishtalech, the red string that they would put between the horns of the Sira Mishtalech. They would use the money for the Amas HaMayim that would pass through the Azara if it ever needed any sort of repairs, the Chomos Ha'ir, Migdol Seha, all of these things, and all the other Tzarchei Ha'ir. So that's what you do with the money that you get from the fertilizer, the manure, the droppings of Behemoth's Kachim that are in the chatzer of Hegdish. But frankly, Amai, Hachanami, Lo Mekayim, Lo Peresh. Why isn't there Mi'ila B'Peresh? The animal can't live without it. The animal needs, that's a part of the animal's normal functioning. So it's a little bit different, right? You know, the fact that an animal can't live without dam, it means it can't live without dam. If you were to remove all the dam from the animal, it would be dead. The fact that an animal doesn't live without Peresh doesn't mean that it can't live without Peresh, B'me'eha, that it can't live without any waste product in its stomach. It just means that it always has, meaning that in the normal existence of an animal, there's never a moment where it doesn't have some sort of waste product in its digestive system. So, still close enough. The Gemara is saying that's called that the animal doesn't exist without it. And if the animal doesn't exist without it, it should also be subject to Mi'ilah. So Amri, so they said, no, you can't make a comparison. Ma'irya hadein peresh dimin alma ka'asila. Yeah, but the waste product of an animal is something that comes from outside of the animal. So azulhai asiachrina. As soon as it releases that, others will take its place. It's not the same. Lafuke dam migufa, as opposed to dam, where the dam comes from the animal's body itself. It's not, it doesn't enter the animal's body from outside. It's born with dam, and then it develops with its own dam. And that's why the dam is considered more a part of the animal's body, and therefore subject to me'ilah, than the peresh, which is not a part of the animal's body, and therefore not subject to me'ilah. So the Gemara brings a raya from the Braisa, ha-katani, we just mentioned this Braisa, lo nenin v'lo ma'alin, that the zevel and the peresh, you can't get enough from, but it's also not subject to mila. V'dam av lishka, and the money goes to the shiari lishka. So misayele Rabbi Elazar. Once we mention that, we'll point out that this is a raya to a separate din that Rabbi Elazar says. Dam Rabbi Elazar kol makom shomer cham kadosh ve'enu kadosh. Anytime that Rabbanan say with regard to mila that you can't get an R from something, but it's not subject to mila, it always means dam of yiplu lishka. It always means that this is a klal that this price is a an example of. It always means that the money should go to the lishka. So even though there's no isra mi'ila min ha-Torah, the whole isra is only midrabanan. If you get hana'ah from it, you pay that value of hana'ah to the lishka. That's what it means, and that's always going to be the halacha whenever we say lo nanin v'lo ma'alin. Okay, new mishnah now. So the mishnah is going to discuss the din of Mi'ila as far as the milk and the eggs of behemos and ofos of Hegdish. So chalev ha-mukdashin u-beitzei torin, the milk of mukdashin or the eggs of torin of a carbon oaf, lo nanin v'lo ma'alin, you're not allowed to get hana'ah from them, but it's also not going to be subject to mi'ila mida'oraisa. Bamed varmamurim, when do we say that there's no mi'ila on the chalev and the beitzim? B'katshem is be'ach. That's only if it's katshem is be'ach, if it's animals that have kedusha to be brought as karbanos. That since the eggs and the milk are not ra'u la krava on the mizbeach, so meila, they're not subject to mi'ila. I carbon ola is kula kalil on the mizbeach with the beitzim shebetocha. That's only when it's when you do the malika, well, it has beitzim betocha, but the beitzim on their own are not ra'u la mizbeach. So therefore, we assume that that's separate from the kedushas mizbeach. The beitzim and the chalav are external to the kedushas mizbeach. Avukatshe bet kabayis, but the halacha is if you're makdish a behema or an oaf. For katshe bet kabayis, hiktish tarnagolas mol in ba'u beitzasa. If you're makdish a tarnagolas lebet kabayis, so not only is there mi'ila on the tarnagolas, there's mi'ila on the beitzasa tarnagolas as well. Chamora mol. And if you're makdish a chamora, there's mi'ila not only on the chamora itself, but on the chalav of that chamora as well, also subject to mi'ila, because all of that is supposed to go to bedek habayis. If you're makdish tarnagolas to bedek habayis, all the eggs are supposed to go to pay the bedek habayis as well. So that's a fundamental difference between katshe mizbeach versus katshe bedek habayis. So says Gemara, wait a second, we might be confusing two things over here. Katshe mizbeach is a little bit different than kedushas haguf. You know, there are two ways to be mechalik. There's katshe mizbeach versus katshe bedek habayis, and there's kedushas haguf versus kedushas damim. Kedushas haguf means that the animal itself is going to be brought as a korban. Kedushas damim means the value of that animal will be used for that kedusha. So an animal could have kedushas damim lamizbeach, right? An animal could have only kedushas damim in that this animal itself will not be brought on the mizbeach, but its value will be used to bring a carbon on the mizbeach. That's different than katshe bedek habayis. Katshe bedek habayis is something that you're makdish that won't be brought on the mizbeach, and you're not even going to use the money or the proceeds from it to be brought on the mizbeach. It's only going to be used for bedek habayis. So says Gemara, what's the real chiluk we're trying to make over here? Is the real chiluk between katshe mizbeach versus katshe bedek habayis, or is the real chiluk between between katshe mizbeach and katshe bedek habayis, right? Or is it a chiluk between kedush saguf and kedush damim? Ella gabe mizbeach ki akdisha kedushas damim lo ispa mi'ila. In a case where you're makdish a behema or an oaf lemizbeach, but you're only makdish with kedushas damim, which means that this behema, this oaf, is not going on the mizbeach. You're going to sell it and use the proceeds to go on the mizbeach. Is the chalav and the beitza not have mi'ila? The chalav and the beitza are also supposed to be sold in order to buy the karbanos that are going to be brought on the mizbeach. Why wouldn't they be subject to mi'ila, just like anything that's destined to be sold and use the proceeds of tzarchei mizbeach? So says Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, chisuri mechzra v'hachi katani. Yeah, we have to learn the Mishnah with a little, an additional caveat. Bamed varmamurim. When do we say that there's no mi'ila on the chalav and the beitzim? That's only kishahigdish kedush saguf legabe mizbech. Not enough that it be katshe mizbech. It has to be kedush saguf legabe mizbech, where the beitzim and the chalav are not meant to be brought on the, where the beitzim and the chalav are not meant to be brought on the mizbech. Only the behema itself is meant to be brought on the mizbech. Aval hikdishu kedushas damim. But if you're makdish with kedushas damim, meaning you're going to use the animal to so that its proceeds will be used legabe mizbeach, that you want to use its proceeds in order to bring something on mizbeach, nasa kamisha hikdisho lebedek habayis. Then it has the same halacha as if you were makdish it lebedek habayis. that hikdish tarnagolas moalin ba ubeit sasa. If you're makdish tarnagolas to the bedek abayis, so there's mi'ila on it and there's mi'ila on its beitza chamora. And if you're makdish chamora for bedek abayis moalin ba ubechalava, then there's mi'ila both on it and the chalav that comes from it. And if you're makdish behemor and oaf la krav on the mizbeach, the chalav and the beitza are not kadosh at all, not even to sell them and to bring a carbon with their money, because the chalav and the beitzim are not royal akrava on the mizbeach. So you clearly never had das to be makdish them in the first place, and that's why they're not subject to mi'ila. That's how Tosfos explains. That's why they wouldn't be subject to mi'ila. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow on Rosh Hashanah we'll begin with the Mishnah on the very bottom of Yud Beis and Beis. Everyone, Shabbat Chesiva and Chesima Tovah.